Okay, my name is Daniele Balboni, and of the initiative that is called Milan Science Cafe. I prepared some points that I think are relevant to this kind of initiatives. First of all, I would like to thank the Bassetti Foundation for these two seminars, because they are a very crucial opportunity for all these initiatives, as the one that I here represent, that want to entrench science in the cultural background and contribute to the emergence of a civic intelligence. And this because ST studies represent the essential theoretical background where to frame and adapt them in a coherent and effective way. Innovation, as we learned today, is a physiological need of each living creature, as society is, not only has to be favored and governed, but also, and more important, has to be understood and interpreted in its political, social, and ethical dimensions. The acknowledgement of the interdependence of these intertwined processes brings to recognize the innovative direction as a cognitive behavioral process of the entire society, where each individual struggles to find its own trajectories. As a metaphor, we could say that each epoch is challenged by its own risk of a Cartesian dichotomy between a social corpus and the intelligence which governs it. And each epoch is called to resolve this duality, also by means of new collective imaginaries and narratives, new processes of dialogue and communication forms, all these ingredients taking part in the emergence of a civic intelligence within the social corpus. I think that in a period of crisis of some previous strong thoughts, let's say some strong architectural visions of society, confrontation, trust and cohesion have to be found more in the dimension of a free and open dialogue, where lightness ties its robustness, doubts and uncertainty with responsible action. In this context, the paradigm of the network connectivity plays a crucial role, a paradigm enabled particularly by the explosion of the new media technologies, which open myriad of niches and germs of knowledge. Instruments which are stretched between the risk to be misused by non-particularly democratic aims and, on the other side, the possibility to become the catalyst for a new solution of this Cartesian dichotomy towards a more rich and sound civic intelligence. So-called social production, new ways to reach reputation and trust, the growing weight of the tail production versus the mainstream one, are only some phenomena of creation of new forms of value. Besides the spirit of reciprocity and gift characterizing them, the challenge is to find new business models too. In an economy of knowledge, knowledge is surely important for competitiveness, but also as an entertainment and as a background to live better. A more visible presence of the researchers and effective dialogue with society could not only increase the impact of science on the overall culture, but also benefit the prestige of researchers, the responsibility and the trust in them. Maybe showing the craft side, even the artistic side of the researchers' work, could have beneficial effects on their creativity too. Moreover, if there is a change in the methods of production of science and its valorial drivers towards more privatistic and economic motivations, in individuals persists a basic need to socialize knowledge. Science cafes are moments of dialogue between researchers and the public characterized by informality and openness. I would like to report just some of the answers to the question, why them? What are their motivations? In France, they say, c'est quelque chose de tellement humain. It's a thing so natural and human. In the United States, it's so difficult to have an intelligent conversation in Los Angeles. Whereas in Japan, people use SMS to pose questions because of referential owe to the expert. I think also in these simple examples, we recognize the peculiarities of each country. Collective narratives and boundaries need to be embodied not only in the head of people, but also in evolving ideas of living territories and the big project perspectives. In Milan is raising a new idea of an extended metropolitan area, characterized by a movement from the statical patterns of industrial production to more dynamical fluxes integrated at the global level. In this transforming territorial framework and identity, the presence of science as a driver of economic development has to be reinvented and reallocated. The target of the Expo 2015, could be a very important opportunity, not only as a matter of business, of course, but also as a way to pose to civic debates the importance of science in the crucial question of food and human nutrition, the importance of science in connecting our idea of territory with the living territories of the world, and the importance of science in tying our changing population to the population of the world. These are some of the challenges for the Italian democracy, which, as we recognized in the last political events, experience a rapid redefinition of the places and processes of representativeness. In my opinion, an evolving identity can only grow from a culture that stimulates and reconciles free thought, innovative ideas, and people's wisdom. Thank you.